USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
State health officials say it will take billions to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says it will take at least $8 billion to fund a nationwide vaccine distribution effort, something they say they can't do without funding from Congress. Americans are continuing to return to stores as retail sales improved in September for the fifth straight month. The new data from the Commerce Department showed retail sales increased by 1.9% last month, more than double the increase from August. Much of the growth came from clothing, auto, and sporting goods sectors. And Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the tech giant blocked a New York Post report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
When a coronavirus vaccine is available, seniors will be the first in line. That's the message from President Trump as he told a group of seniors Friday in Fort Myers, Florida.
Seniors will be the first in line for the vaccine, and we will soon be ending this pandemic. Hasn't happened a thing like this since 1918, 1917. That was a bad one, too. That was a real bad one. I will not rest until we've eradicated this plague from our country and our lives and our world. We want it out.
The president's speech coming after his administration announced they've struck a deal with CVS and Walgreens to distribute a vaccine to seniors and staff in long-term care facilities. That includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care homes. The pharmacies will coordinate on-site vaccination dates at each facility, and the vaccines will be free of charge. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
More absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Meanwhile, two U.S. postal employees in the Pittsburgh area are facing federal charges after heaps of undelivered mail were discovered in the trash this past week. No mail-in ballots were found among the discarded mail, but two requests for mail-in ballots were discovered. If convicted, each man could face 5 years in prison or a fine of $250,000 or both. The state of Michigan is banning the open carry of guns at polling places on Election Day. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced the ban on Friday on the heels of a plan to kidnap Michigan's governor being broken up by the FBI. The ban applies to polling places and clerk's offices on November 3rd and extends 100 feet out from those locations. Benson said in a statement that she believes her move is necessary to ensure every voter is protected. At least one Second Amendment group in the state is already considering a lawsuit over the directive. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.